or admiration for something or someone. And the word expressing is the act. Again, it's something that we do of making your thoughts, your feelings, or et cetera, known. So praise in the Hebrew language is different. It says to shine, to be boastful about, to glorify. We have several examples of praise in the Word of God. And that is two I just wrote down. The Old Testament, of course, I talked about this last week, is the King Jehoshaphat. When he went into battle, when the armies of the nations, there were many nations that had come against them, God, he called a fast for the whole nation of Judah. And they went into prayer to God for salvation because they had no way to defeat this mighty army. And I love in 2 Chronicles 20, that's where that's found, in 17, the verse says, this is the word of the Lord coming through the Levite that prophesied what God was saying to him. He was the voice. He said, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And actually in that chapter, if you read, God told them exactly where to find them, and he told them exactly how to go to them. But he told them to position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, because he is with us. That's 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. And it stand still wasn't, you're not going to do anything. No, he told them, position yourselves. He said, go out, stand, and do your position and go against them tomorrow, but I'm going to go with you. I am with you. I love that battle because it's such a wonderful analogy of how we should fight the enemy in many ways. The idea of standing still was to be at peace, to not worry or fret. When you're in distress, you want to talk out what you're dealing with. And a lot of times we don't know it, but we give power to the enemy when we do those things, unless we're speaking the word of God. A second idea of a praise, that was in the Bible was Paul and Silas. There are many other ones. That was in Acts 16. You know, they were put in jail because Paul had cast out the demon in the soothsayer, the little girl that was, you know, the fortune teller like, and they got mad. They beat him with rods, and then they put him in the inner prison. It says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loose. So not only were they in prison, but and they were chained up, but they didn't allow their circumstances to defeat them. Praise, honor, and glory to God comes in more ways than just from our lips. Oftentimes, believers think that it's just done this way. And that is one form of praise. True worship, true praise comes from the heart. It is with our heart we do it. Romans 15, verses 5 and 6 says, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that unity is a way to praise God? One-minded, one mouth. That's why it's so important that you are here to hear what the Word of God is coming forth, that you understand the Word of God, because we should all be from the same kingdom speaking the same thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. He was raised, he died, he rose again. We should have the same good news and shouldn't be teaching anything otherwise. but one-minded and one mouth is a way to glorify and praise God. Praise is more than the words from your lip. Praise is more than when you come in here and sing a song. Praise is so much more. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. That is Psalms 91, 1 and 2. That's the New King James Version. I want to read to you the Message version of that, because when I read that this week, it just opened up some new things to me. The Message version of Psalms 91, I'm sorry, that's Psalms 9, I'm sorry, 1 and 2. It says, I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, Hi, God. I thought that was interesting. He said, I'm writing the book on your wonders. The book is your life. It's not just the words that you say. It's how you live it. It's your face. It's your words. It's the work of your hands, where your feet go. It's how you deal in situations that are not comfortable. You know, faith is not forged in the good times. Faith in God is forged in the bad times, in the difficult times, in the wilderness, when the enemy is oppressing us. That is when your faith is apparent. That is when you should lean back on God and say, hey, I cannot do this myself, Lord. I need your help, and I'm going to stand here and declare victory even though I don't see it, even though I can't feel it. But I love that he said, I'm writing the book on your wonders. Do people listen to you and look at you and see a book of wonders from God? What does wonders mean? Wonders means his splendor or his remarkable work, his miracles, his miraculous deeds, his wondrous works. That's what the word wonders mean there. What does your book say? Does others read praise and honor and glory to God in your book? You know, the old saying is, most people won't read a Bible, but they'll sure read your life, won't they? You're a book. Are you a godly book? This is one of the ways that we bring praise to God. I was impressed when I went back and I looked at how Solomon, when he was dedicating the temple, behaved. This is the king that God had set over his people. David is gone. And he's in the temple, and he's got this beautiful temple that he's built to God. It is gold and silver. It's got all the precious metal, all the finest of everything, all the people of Israel there. They're singing and praising God. And here comes the king. And he does two things. 1 Kings 8 is where you'll find that reference. And verse 54, it says, and so it was when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and the supplication to the Lord that he rose from before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And when I read that this week, I was like, my God, that is a beautiful example of what praise really is. He showed us. He faced the altar. He faced the altar. That is bringing yourself to God, and I am a willing sacrifice to you. Here's my life, Lord. I want to be part of your story. I don't want you to be part of my story. I want to be part of your story. That is a total, total surrender to God. That is accepting his will for your life. What was the next thing you saw? That he had his hands lifted. Actually, it says he lifted his hands first before he kneeled, if you read the chapter. But that, of course, is a surrender. It's It's not only a praise, but it's a surrender. God, here is my life. Do with it as you will. I can't change the situations that are going on in my life. I have no control over those things. I have no control over what other people do. All I can do is surrender to you and walk in your will. And the last thing, of course, he was kneeled or bent, had a bent knee. And usually when you see a bent knee, that means that they are acknowledging the strength of someone else. So that was a bending of his own strength to acknowledge he needed God's strength to do what God had called him to do. That is a praise to God, not with your lips, but with your whole being. It reminds me of what Jesus said in John 4:23. It says, but the hour is coming and is now when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Spirit and in truth. That's not lip service, is it? Spirit and in truth. That is something much deeper, much more precious to us. Spirit and truth. We are to worship our whole being, body, soul, spirit, heart, everything that we are. Praising God is just not lifting our voices to him. It is our lifestyle. 1 Peter 2:9 calls us great people. He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's a praise. Who show forth the praises of him, not for to him, but of him. We must choose. Now I want you to know you were chosen. That is apparent from the beginning of time. God told him in the serpent in the garden, you're going to bruise this heel, but he's going to crush your head. It was planned from then. Jesus' sacrifice, his life, his death, his resurrection, our victory. The veil was torn when he died. The holiest of holies was no longer only for a few. It was for everyone. So I want you to see how you can praise, show forth the praise of him. It's by choosing to be royal. You are a king bloodline. You are sons and daughters of God Almighty, the creator, the ruler of everything, omnipresent, all powerful. Do you walk as royalty? Or do you walk as something less? I am learning in this day that when I walk into situations, I don't walk with my head down defeated because the enemy has brought something against me. I'm supposed to walk in there as the daughter of the Most High and command that my Father's will be done. I am to be holy, priesthood. I am to be holy. He says, be ye holy as I am holy. I am to choose to conduct myself as a woman of God, or for yourself as a man of God, if you're a man, you are to be an example of him here. Does my Holy Father go out drinking all night and laying up with everybody he walks? No, that is not holy. I have to adhere to what I have been called to be. I'm called to be holy as he is holy. I'm to take the Bible and use that as examples for the way I should live my life, because that brings praise to him. Peculiar. In this, it means that you were a God-acquired people with intention. You were God-acquired people with intention. I have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. My salvation came at a great cost. Some people around here said, he's got a lot of skin and a little blood, a lot of blood on that. He put all in for me. So yes, I'm going to walk with purpose because I know I've been chosen and called to do what He's called us to do. And I don't care if you've been in this walk one day, 2 hours, or 24 years, you have purpose and calling. It may not look like what I'm doing, but it's still a purpose and a calling. So I am peculiar. People don't understand me. They walk around and they don't understand why I behave this way, why I dress this way, why I talk this way, why don't I act like everyone else? Because I have been called to a different standard. I have been called a royal priest. I have been called to be holy. I have been called to be peculiar. This is what brings praise to God. That is a light that you show forth that others will see. Actually, the word praise in 1 Peter 2 and 9 means a behavior showing high moral standard. Praise is an action. It's how we worship, how we show honor to the one who loved us first and gave his very life so that we would have the free will choice to be like him. He doesn't make you be that way. He gives you the option to be his child, to come back to him. And he did it even knowing a lot would not choose him. What love is that? The next way that I found praise was in Psalms 146, 1 and 2. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Praise is defined in this verse as not only to make a sound, but is to shine or make a show of. That's Psalms 146, 1 and 2. It says, while I have my being, I will shine for you. Jesus told us in the New Testament that we are to shine. Do you remember? Matthew 5 and 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are to shine. You are to be different. You are to be holy. You're to be royal. You're to be a priest. You are to be a peculiar people. Praise is seen and not only heard is what that tells me. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. It reminds me of the old saying, actions speak louder than words. Don't come to me for forgiveness and then fall back into the same way that you were before, because I'll know that was not sincere. Actions speak louder than words. How many times have we used that? Do we really praise God with our daily life? Or is it just lip service? Matthew 15, 7 through 9 says, ye hypocrites, well did Elisha prophesying of you, saying, the people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths and honoreth me with their lips. Oh, it's easy to do. But their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me. Praise him in spirit and in truth. Every day. Praise him in spirit and truth every day. Does your praise look like that? Do you think it's just something you come here and do once a day, once a week? Maybe you, when you get up in the morning, you put the music on and you praise God. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. There's not, because that is worship. That is praise. But does your life exemplify a praise to God? Is it a light? Do you shine? Are you boastful about the great things that God has done for you? That's your book. How you live, how you act, how you don't act sometimes speaks louder than words. Do you praise him for the things that he has done? Do you glorify God in every aspect of your life? Praise is more than words. It's action. It is to be holy. It is to be royal. It is to have a moral standard that you live by. It's not to waver. It's not to compromise. It is to call what is wrong, wrong, and what is right, right. The Bible has a wonderful thing. It says, and we are living in it now, now they call evil good and good evil. It is hard to stand. I'm not going to say it's easy and be the only one in your family or in your ring and your family and your coworkers, whatever it is in your life, and be different, to be peculiar. But I remember that I was bought with a price. And I too once was the same. Not with pride or judgment, but I tried to be gentle and loving. But praise my God with my life, with my choices, with my money, with all my time. Praise is so much more than just your lips. It is so much more than the songs you sing. Praise him. Does your life praise him? He has great promises for us. All he asks is that we be obedient, because he knows his ways is better than our ways. And you know what? The Bible says he sees the end from the beginning. He knows how it's going to play out for us. If you stay with him and walk the path, it's always going to work to your good. That's the scripture. Everything's going to work to the good of those who love him and are called by his name. I love you. I hope this blesses you. But I implore you to examine your life. Is it a praise? It is a book. Is it a book of praise to God? Can people read you and see God's praises all over you, not just in your words, but in the choices that you make, in the way that you live, the way you spend your time? It's okay if they tell you you're different. Jesus said, in this world you have trouble, but I've overcome it. And so will you. That's what that means. I have overcome it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise him. This week, praise him. Not just with your mouth, but with your whole being and everything that you do. Thank you for being here. We're going to pray out. I hope this blesses you. Father, we praise you and thank you for this wonderful word that you have given us. That you call us, Lord, to praise you, regardless of the situation in our lives, regardless of how the enemy has come against us, regardless of what is being said and done, Father, we can praise you by speaking in faith, standing on hope, and knowing that you are in control, regardless of what we are not in control of. I thank you, Lord. Let our lives be a praise to you. Let it be a sweet smelling savor that brings you joy, that brings you glory, that brings you honor. Help us this week. Show us, Lord Jesus, the areas that we can write our books to glorify you, to bring you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.